Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Pine Thin smartphone app. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Willis, Mississippi State University Extension Assistant Professor in conjunction with College of Forest Resources. So, John, this Pine Thin smartphone app is extremely useful for those who enjoy using apps for their businesses. Where did the idea for the app come from?
Well, Amy, the idea for the app actually came from conducting pine thinning workshops with landowners. Now, during these workshops, we actually take landowners out and we teach them to measure trees, and we bring them back into a classroom and teach them how to calculate whether a stand is ready to thin or not. Now, during this process, Dr. Henderson and I noticed that a lot of landowners, they sometimes get confused in the multiple calculations that they have to do. And so what this app does is it essentially simplifies this problem for them so they do not have to do the calculations.
So this was developed by MSU Extension and College of Forest Resources.
Correct.
At Mississippi State. So how does the app work?
Well, the app basically operates off of some very basic plant relationships we've developed over the course of 70 years. Essentially, it works off of a tree's average size and the average density of trees in your stand. Now, we know from years of empirical research that the larger the trees get, the more competitive they are with one another, the more they end up slowing down their growth. This is also a function of how many trees you have in a stand. Obviously, the more trees you have, the more intense the competition is going to be. And so this app actually takes the relationship between the average size of your tree in your stand and how dense your stand is and calculates how intense that competition is in your stand. That is what is actually related to you in the output. Now, the user is going to receive an output that shows whether their stand is overstocked, understocked, or well-stocked. The key to managing a stand and having it grow well is to maintain it in the well-stocked range. That's when trees are growing at an optimal rate and you are using the growing space in your stand. Once you cross the threshold into overstocked, that means that your trees are beginning stressed, they're competing with one another, and that's when you're going to see mortality. And it's before this point that we want to thin.
Now, if a landowner doesn't know the average size and density of trees in their plantation, what do they do?
Well, that's a great question. The simplest way to go about that is we've actually built in a user guide or a tutorial, if you will, that explains to landowners how to do these basic measurements in a forest, like setting up a plot, measuring the diameter of the trees, and exactly how to determine the density of your stand. It's a very simple process. All a landowner will need is a diameter tape and some implementation where they can measure distance. Beyond that, it's just counting trees and measuring diameters.
Now, besides timber management, what other uses does the app have?
Well, the app could actually be used for several potential uses. Probably the one of most importance here in Mississippi is it can be an early warning system for the southern pine beetle or the Ips beetle. You know, we know that when trees begin to compete with one another, they get weaker over time and they're less able to resist an attack from these two native insects. So if you want to use your guide and you can see that your stand is beginning to approach that overstock line, you know that your trees are becoming more susceptible to the pine beetle. And so this app works in two ways. It's sort of an early detection system and as a guide to keep your trees growing well. How it'll work is if you don't know the average size of your tree in your stand and you don't know the average density of trees in your stand, you can do these measurements and actually enter them into your phone itself at the plot level, and then that the app will take these measurements and calculate for you where your stand is.
So where can landowners go to download the Guide to Thinning Southern Pines smartphone app?
Well, the app is available online at the Apple iTunes Store, and it is for free, so there's no cost.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with John Willis, Mississippi State University Extension Assistant Professor in conjunction with the College of Forest Resources. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.